Official launch of the Trading Club Pro. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Welcome to the Trading Club Pro. We created this service with one goal in mind: to take the same trading strategies we've successfully used in the trading club and amplify them with the power of leverage, and we're once again tracking it all with a live trading account, starting with an initial $100,000 that we'll begin deploying with today's trades. But before getting started, we must advise caution. Trading with leverage is a dual-edged sword. It amplifies both the potential upside and downside. Unlike a cash account, where the most you can lose is whatever amount you deposit, trading with leverage involves using borrowed money, or what's called margin. And without proper attention to controlling risk, it's possible to lose your entire deposit plus the borrowed money, meaning you end up owing money to your broker in a worst-case scenario. We plan to avoid that situation at all costs, but it's a risk that every trader should acknowledge and respect when trading on margin, and we highly recommend that only experienced traders who have used and fully understand margin and options trading make use of this service. One ground rule we'll use for controlling risk is generally aiming to keep the account leverage below 150% of account equity. For example, in the case of a $100,000 account, that means limiting the total exposure to $150,000. With today's trades, based on prices taken at the close of trading on June 18, we estimate that we'll end up with a leverage ratio of 128%, although this will change based on the exact prices we receive for the trades planned. We'll walk you through exactly how to calculate this leverage ratio as we work through these trades. But be aware that the sum total of the capital commitment for today's trades will exceed our account equity by approximately 28%. A final housekeeping note: we compiled the full analysis and latest updates for the underlying companies in today's trade recommendations in a separate document, which you can find here. If you're unfamiliar with any of the companies we're placing trades on today, we recommend reviewing that document as a starting point. With that said, let's move on to our inaugural trade recommendations. Please note that all prices referenced were taken as of the close of trading on Thursday, June 18. Inaugural trade recommendations for June 22 stock purchases: buy 15 shares of Axon Enterprise, NASDAQ, Axon, up to $450 each. Based on the recent share price of $423.40, this represents a position value of $6,351 and a 6.4% position size. Buy 100 shares of Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, up to $90 each. Based on the recent share price of $66.36, this represents a position value of $6,636 and a 6.6% position size. Buy 100 shares of Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, up to $50 each. Based on the recent share price of $30.80, this represents a position value of $3,080 and a 3.1% position size. Buy 400 shares of Cellebrite, NASDAQ, CLBT, up to $15 each. Based on the recent share price of $12.83, this represents a position value of $5,132 and a 5.1% position size. Buy 3 shares of Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, up to $2,200 each. Based on the recent share price of $1,947.65, this represents a position value of $5,843 and a 5.8% position size. Buy 300 shares of Figma, NYSE, FIV, up to $25 each. Based on the recent share price of $18.88, this represents a position value of $5,664 and a 5.7% position size. Buy 100 shares of LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, up to $80 each. Based on the recent share price of $63.95, this represents a position value of $6,395 and a 6.4% position size. Buy 15 shares of Roper Technologies, NASDAQ, ROP, up to $450 each. Based on the recent share price of $300.26, this represents a position value of $4,504 and a 4.5% position size. Buy 400 shares of Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, up to $35 each. Based on the recent share price of $30.05, this represents a position value of $12,020 and a 12.0% position size. Buy 100 shares of Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, up to $85 each. Based on the recent share price of $82.02, This represents a position value of $8,202 and an 8.2% position size. Buy 400 shares of Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, up to $55 each. Based on the recent share price of $43.21, this represents a position value of $17,284 and a 17.3% position size. Buy 100 shares of Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, up to $35 each. Based on the recent share price of $33.19, this represents a position value of $3,319 and a 3.3% position size. In total, these stock purchases represent an $84,430 position value, or an 84.4% position size. Put sales note, because we're using a margin account, we will not be required to set aside the full capital commitment, also referred to as the notional value, associated with each put sale. See below for more details on the margin requirements for put sales. Sell to open 1 Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 put, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $6 per share. The recent price for this contract was $8.70 per share. This trade commits us to purchasing 100 shares at $175, reflecting a $17,500 notional position value, or a 17.5% position size. Sell to open 2 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 puts, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $1.50 per share. The recent price for this contract was $2 per share. This trade commits us to purchasing 200 shares at $30, reflecting a $6,000 notional position value, or a 6% position size. Sell to open 2 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, $30 puts, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $3 per share. The recent price for this contract was $3.55 per share. This trade commits us to purchasing 200 shares at $30, reflecting a $6,000 notional position value, or a 6% position size. Sell to open 2 British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, $60 puts, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $2.50 per share. The recent price for this contract was $3.90 per share. This trade commits us to purchasing 200 shares at $60, reflecting a $12,000 notional position value, or a 12% position size. In total, these 4 put sales will represent a commitment to purchasing $41,500 in underlying shares. For each trade, if the underlying share price closes below the put option strike price on the expiration date, the restricted cash will be used to purchase the underlying stock at the strike price. Conversely, if the underlying share price closes above the put option strike price on the expiration date, the option will expire worthless and our obligation to purchase the shares will disappear. In all cases, we keep the premiums, which we earn immediately upon placing the trade. Based on recent prices, we estimate earning approximately $2,760 in premiums across all 4 put sale trades. And because we're using a margin account, we'll only need to set aside a fraction of the total $41,500 capital commitment as cash held in reserve for the margin requirement. This margin requirement is based on a number of factors like volatility and can change based on price fluctuations of the underlying stock and overall market conditions. But as a general rule, we estimate that margin requirements will typically be around 20% to 30% of the notional value, or approximately $10,000 for these trades. Thus, we expect to generate a return on margin of 27.6% with these trades. Covered call sales note. For each covered call sale, you must first own at least 100 shares of the underlying stock before placing the trade. With that said, we reference each position assuming the following share purchases recommended above have already been purchased. Sell to open 1 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, $35 covered call, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $2 per share. The recent price for this contract was $2.80 per share. Note, we currently own 100 shares of sell, and this trade will cover all 100 of those shares at $35. This means we are committing to sell our full position at $35 per share, or 14% above the recent sell share price of $30.80. Sell to open 2 Figma, NYSE, FIV, $25 covered calls, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $1 per share. The recent price for this contract was $1.54 per share. Note, we currently own 300 shares of FIG, and this trade will cover 200 of those shares at $25. This means we are committing to sell 2/3 of our position at $25 per share, or 32% above the recent FIG share price of $18.88. Sell to open 1 LandBridge, NYSE, pound, $75 covered call, expiring August 21, 2026, down to $2 per share. The recent price for this contract was $3 per share. Note, we currently own 100 shares of pound, and this trade will cover 100 of those shares at $75. This means we are committing to sell our full position at $75 per share, or 17% above the recent pound share price of $63.95. Sell to open 2 Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNM, $46 covered calls, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $1 per share. The recent price for this contract was $1.50 per share. Note, we currently own 400 shares of UNKNOWN, and this trade will cover 200 of those shares at $46. This means we are committing to sell half of our position at $46 per share, or 6% above the recent VUNM share price of $43.21. Sell to open 1 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $35 covered call, expiring September 18, 2026, down to $2 per share. The recent price for this contract was $2.45 per share. Note, we currently own 100 shares of WBI, and this trade will cover 100 of those shares at $35. This means we are committing to selling our full position at $35 per share, or 5% above the recent WBI share price of $33.19. Across all 5 transactions, we are covering a total of $25,212 in underlying stock positions. This means that we are surrendering the future upside on this portion of our stock portfolio in exchange for capturing upfront premiums. For each trade, if the underlying stock trades above the call strike price at the expiration date, we are committed to selling shares at the option strike price. Conversely, if the underlying stock trades below the call strike at the expiration date, the option expires worthless and thus removes our commitment to sell shares. In all cases, we keep the premiums, which we earn immediately upon placing the trade. Based on recent prices, we estimate that these 5 covered call sales will generate a total of $1,433 in premiums. Relative to the $25,212 in underlying share value, that works out to a return on invested capital of 5.7% over an average trade period of 82 days, with 4 calls expiring on September 18 and 1 call expiring on August 21, for an annualized return of 28%. And while we've capped our upside on the underlying shares for these trades, we've still retained an average of 15% upside from recent prices across all 5 trades. Option purchases buy to open 2 Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, $650 puts, expiring September 30, 2026, up to $25 per share. Based on the recent price of $12.10 per share, this represents a position value of $2,420 and a 2.4% position size. This is a hedging trade that will generate profits in the event of a significant decline in the NASDAQ 100 index, which the QQQ tracks. We created a special report that details how this hedging trade works, which you can find here. If you're new to using put options as a hedge, we recommend reviewing that report to understand the mechanics of how this trade works. As a brief summary, each put option provides an effective short position of 100 shares of the underlying instrument at the option strike price. So in this case, each QQQ $650 strike put option provides the effective short exposure of 100 shares at the $650 per share, or a $65,000 short position. Since we're buying 2 of these options, that translates into an effective short position of $130,000. Importantly, this short exposure only goes in the money at prices of $650 or below, meaning the QQQ would need to drop by at least 13% for this option to have any value by the expiration date. If QQQ trades above $650 at the September 30th expiration date, these options will expire worthless. Conversely, if QQQ trades below the $650 strike price, each option will gain $1 per share in value for every dollar that QQQ prices fall below $650. So in the event that QQQ falls to $600, each option contract would be worth $50 per share. That works out to a value of $5,000 per contract, based on the 100 share contract multiplier, or $10,000 for the 2 contract position. One final note on this hedging strategy. Because we're trading on margin, the portfolio is at greater risk of an overall market decline versus a typical cash account. Thus, we plan to maintain a higher hedging ratio than we use in the original Trading Club portfolio, where we maintain a hedging position equal to about 50% of the portfolio value. In the case of our leveraged account, we will be targeting a hedging ratio of up to or even exceeding 100% of our total exposure. In the case of our current portfolio following today's trades, we'll have approximately $128,000 in total exposure, and thus the $130,000 hedging position is within that range. This concludes today's list of trade recommendations. Next, we'll analyze the total exposure of the portfolio and determine the leverage ratio. Calculating the leverage ratio. As a reminder, all values shown are estimates based on closing prices as of June 18th, and thus the final values will differ based on prices actually received on the recommended trades. Following today's transactions, we estimate our portfolio of stock positions will be valued at approximately $84,430 as shown below. Next up are the short put positions, where we define the position value as the notional value of each transaction. Following today's trades, we expect to have $41,500 in total notional value across all short put positions, as shown below. Together, the stock and short put positions add up to $125,930 in total stock exposure. Then, we add in the $2,420 in QQQ put options positions. We include the hedging trade in our total exposure value, which gives us a total long exposure of $128,350. Then we divide that number by the $100,000 account equity to get a leverage ratio of 128% as shown below. Note that we ignore the cash premiums generated from the covered call and put sales, as those do not immediately add to our equity value. With a relatively high leverage ratio of 128%, we're also maintaining a large hedge position equal to just over 100% of our total long exposure. We believe that's the prudent course given the elevated risks we see in the current market environment, which we dive into next. Market outlook. By almost any metric, the U.S. stock market has entered the danger zone of extreme overvaluation. The following chart from Bloomberg combines 9 classic valuation indicators into a single metric and ranks it on a percentile basis going back to the late 1800s. Note that today's ranking has reached the rarefied air of the 100th percentile, making this the most expensive stock market of all time across a wide swath of indicators. At the epicenter of today's stock market bubble is the rampant enthusiasm for all things artificial intelligence, AI. We concede that AI will likely become, and arguably already is, a world-changing technology. But of course, every investment mania begins with something real and transformative. Canals unleashed a productivity boom by massively reducing seaborne transit routes, effectively shrinking the world. Railroads did the same for land-based transportation. And the internet changed the world by ushering in the digital age. In each case, investors were right about the technology. But in all cases, excess enthusiasm about the promise of this new technology inspired too much capital pouring into too few legitimate investment opportunities. The end result was wide-scale capital destruction of real assets and the financial securities underpinning the boom. We believe the same dynamics are in play with today's AI boom. Consulting firm McKinsey & Company forecasts that cumulative AI capex will reach $2.7 trillion by 2030. That would represent over 8% of US GDP, marking the largest capital spending cycle in history. In the near term, this capex boom is fueling massive profit growth that appears to justify today's lofty valuations. But unless this time is different, we believe that a significant portion of this capital ultimately gets marked down or written off completely, with all of the associated fallout in financial markets we've seen in prior boom/bust cycles. As famed short seller Jim Chanos recently explained at an iConnections conference, the AI capex boom shares many of the same features as the dot-com era. Back then, S&P 500 earnings were increasing by 20% to 30% per year from the capex boom building out internet infrastructure. Earnings then collapsed 40% in 2001 when companies realized they ordered 10,000 routers and only needed 2,000. When the order books collapsed, it sent ripple effects throughout the entire dot-com supply chain of vendors. Today, S&P earnings are increasing at a similar pace fueled by AI infrastructure spending. Analysts are extrapolating the boom continuing into the indefinite future. But the moment this capex boom slows, we could see a repeat scenario where order books suddenly collapse, taking down the overall earnings growth supporting today's tech-led bull market. Now, one of the common rebuttals against comparing today's market with the dot-com era goes something like this. This isn't anything like the dot-com bubble. That was a market bubble fueled by profitless IPOs, initial public offerings. But that all changes in 2026, with 3 of the largest unprofitable IPOs of all time slated to hit the market, including SpaceX. SPCX, went public at a $1.77 trillion valuation on June 12. Anthropic, filed to go public on June 1, anticipated in Q3, Q4, last valued at $965 billion OpenAI, filed to go public on June 8, anticipated in Q3, Q4, last valued at $825 billion, that's 3 companies that will likely IPO at trillion-dollar valuations, each of which burn through billions of dollars in cash each year. And therein lies the potential catalyst that could mark the turn in today's bull market, as these mega IPOs are set to unleash a tsunami of new stock supply onto the market. At the peak of the dot-com bubble in 2000, approximately $260 billion in new stock supply hit the market from IPOs. That marked the top of the cycle, culminating in an 80% decline in the NASDAQ Composite Index over the next 2 years. This year, we're slated to exceed the dot-com share issuance by nearly 200% with an estimated $750 billion in new share offerings. Never before has so much new supply hit the market at such stratospheric valuations. And if history is any guide, this flood of new stock supply will overwhelm demand and provide the pin that pops today's AI bubble. But don't take my word for it. Take it from legendary trader Paul Tudor Jones, who recently did an interview on the Invest Like the Best podcast. Jones described how he sees many similarities between today's market and the peak of the dot-com bubble from 1999 to 2000. He went on to explain how the deluge of new stock supply from IPOs this year will likely set the stage for the boom to go bust, just like it did back then. The bear market of 2001 and 2002 were a consequence of all the IPOs of 1999 and 2000. And then as they unlocked, you just had this never-ending cascade of selling. Jones went on to describe how the upcoming wave of IPO share issuance could represent 5% to 6% of market capitalization. And this comes at a time when some of America's largest serial share repurchasers have stopped buying back their own stock and instead started issuing new shares in massive quantities to fund AI investments. Companies like Alphabet, GOOG, which completed an $85 billion share offering on June 2, the largest equity offering of any kind, in any industry, ever. For some perspective, this was three times the size of the largest IPO of all time, that of Saudi Aramco in 2019. The next day, reports surfaced that Meta, META, and Amazon, AMZN, are also considering similar share offerings. This trend marks a major reversal of the prior 15 years of the bull market, when persistent buybacks from America's most cash-rich technology companies vacuumed up the available supply of shares on the market. Now, these same companies are becoming the biggest share issuers just as a wave of new IPO supply hits the market. In other words, the prior market regime of engineered stock scarcity is about to become one of abundance, and it comes at a time when risk appetite is running rampant. The clearest sign of speculative excess can be found in margin debt, or the use of borrowed money to fund leveraged positions. Margin debt in the U.S. has increased by a record $495 billion in the last 12 months, up 54% year-on-year. Even after adjusting for inflation, the increase in margin has massively outpaced the overall market gains in recent years. This tells us that a substantial driver of higher stock prices has come from speculators doubling down on their leveraged bets. This market backdrop of sky-high valuations and speculative fervor running rampant presents a significant challenge for today's investor. The risks are high and rising, but timing exactly when these risks will manifest is an impossible task. Meanwhile, remaining in cash is a guaranteed path to losing purchasing power to inflation. This brings us to our portfolio strategy, where we attempt to strike a balance between these risks with a combination of offensive and defensive positions. Portfolio strategy. When building a portfolio, our first line of defense comes down to fundamental analysis and stock selection. In the company overview document providing the analysis of our current recommendations, we break down our current portfolio into three segments: software, commodities, and recession-proof compounders. We believe each category contains stocks trading at reasonable valuations, and which have not been swept up in the overall market mania. And many of these businesses sell goods or services not overly reliant on broader economic cycles. This includes addictive consumer staples, government contractors, and mission-critical software providers, boring businesses that produce high and resilient cash flows, generally trading at below market valuation multiples. We want to retain unlimited upside on a portion of these stocks given that we expect them to generate market-beating returns of 15% to 20% based on our fundamental earnings outlook. We categorize these holdings as uncovered stocks, meaning we have not sold covered calls on these positions, and thus retained uncapped upside. Following today's trades, this category makes up the largest portion of our portfolio at a 59% total position size, as shown below. We also recognize that every stock we own comes with its own risks of short-term share price volatility. Furthermore, in an environment where the overall market declines, we expect many or all of our stocks could get swept up in the downturn. So we balance that risk by consistently selling covered calls against a portion of our long positions. This generates upfront cash premiums that effectively reduce our cost basis. And while these trades limit our upside, we still target highly attractive 20% to 30% annualized returns. We categorize this portion of the portfolio as covered stock positions, which will make up 25% of our current portfolio following today's trades as shown below. Next up are the short put positions. As with covered calls, this is another defensive strategy that systematically reduces our cost basis on stock positions over time. We use these trades to initiate new positions or add to existing positions, while targeting upfront cash premiums to the tune of 20% to 30% annualized returns. Following today's trades, we'll have approximately 42% of the portfolio in short put positions, as shown below. Finally, we aim to hold up to 10% of the portfolio into long options, positions, or option purchases that come in two trade types. The first are hedging trades, which currently includes the Invesco QQQ Trust, NASDAQ, QQQ, put options, designed to generate profits during a significant decline in the NASDAQ 100. As a reminder, we created a special report that details how this hedging trade works, which you can find here. In simple terms, this is our crash insurance designed to limit the blow from an overall market decline. But given the rarity of these events, we limit the position size on these trades to 1% to 2% of the portfolio. The second trade type involves targeting asymmetry, or outsized upside relative to the downside risk, via call option purchases. We do not currently have any asymmetry positions in the portfolio. The table below shows the full breakdown across these various portfolio components, in terms of position value and position size as a percent of account equity. Note the position sizes sum to greater than 100% as a result of our use of leverage. In summary, our offensive positions include uncovered stocks that make up 59% of over half of the portfolio, where we retain unlimited upside to higher stock prices. The remainder is in defensive trades, including a combined 67% of account equity in cash-secured puts and covered calls, where we generate consistent income and reduce our cost basis across the portfolio. We also have a 2% position in our hedging trades, designed to limit the impact of a significant market decline. The end result is a portfolio strategy designed to provide a high degree of resilience by combining together multiple non-correlated return streams for navigating a variety of different market conditions. In a broad bull market, we retain significant upside through our offensive positions, but we're consistently bringing in cash and hedging the downside with our defensive positions. And with this balanced approach, we believe we can continue compounding capital at our long-term target of 20% to 30% without taking excessive risks along the way. With that, we conclude our quarterly trade series. We will place these new trade recommendations in our live tracking portfolio today, June 22nd. Please note that the exact trades we place in our tracking account are subject to change based on shifting market conditions by the time we make these transactions. We will publish the transaction details on the Trading Club forum after placing these trades. We will also record a video walking through each trade, which we plan to release later this week. In the meantime, feel free to email us with any questions or feedback at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Thank you for joining us in the Trading Club. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.